Chapter 23, The Procession. I could hardly recognize where I was as I ran to Sharkey's. Familiar trees were gone. The pathways that I'd always used were filled with seaweed and broken branches. I'd hoped the side of the island that faced Florida Bay was more protected, but the great wave that had come over the island from the ocean had washed straight through to the other side. When I arrived at Sharkey's, I stopped in alarm. The boxcar was tipped over on its side. The sliding door, now on the top, was closed. I looked around the area, and there was no sign of Jewel. "Sharky!" I yelled, hoping to hear Rudy's happy barking, which always greeted me when I showed up, but there wasn't a sound. I climbed onto what was now the top of the boxcar and tugged at the doors. "Sharky! Sharky!" Then I heard a thumping from inside. "Jake!" came a muffled voice. "Are you okay? I'm trying to get you out, but the doors are jammed. I've been trying to clear the bent metal with this pry bar." I heard a grating sound and pounding, along with some grumbling curses. "Now let's try together," Sharky yelled. "One, two." I yanked at the doors again and again until they began to slide apart. Sharky and I pushed and tugged until they were wide open. I peered down into the topsy-turvy freight car. Sharky stared up at me from the shadows below. I could make out water and debris on the bottom where the sea had pushed its way in. Sharky was standing on a table and holding the lever he'd used to push at the doors. Standing below him was Jewel. I couldn't help but laugh with relief. "You brought Jewel into your house?" "Of course. I couldn't leave her out in that storm." Sharky looked miserable. "But I have bad news, Jake. Poor Rudy." His eyes filled up. "When we tipped over, the heavy chest of drawers by my bed fell on him." "What are you saying?" "He's gone, Jake." Sharky shook his head and turned away. My heart sank. "Oh, no. I'm sorry, Sharky." Then, as sad as I was, I knew I had to push on. I had very little time to save Star. "Please help me save my sister. She's trapped under a heavy piece of timber. Only Jewel can lift it, Sharky. Hurry, bring Jewel and come." Sharky wiped his nose on his shirt. Then he nodded. "We'll need a plank of some sort to get out of here. I'll look for something." I dashed around searching for a piece of flat timber. The clutter of the storm was everywhere. The old shed was gone. The corral fencing had disappeared. The dock had been tossed up onto the land nearby. Two sections looked about the right size and width for Jewel to get out. I ran back to Sharky, who was already pulling himself out of what was now the top of a shelter. "Help bring me the dock! Help me bring the dock!" Sharky slid out of the boxcar, carrying Jewel's harnesses and a block and tackle. He looked around the devastation and dismay, hoisted himself down to the ground, and then walked lamely over to me. I could tell from his limp that his leg must be hurting badly. Nevertheless, Sharky and I were able to carry the pieces of the dock over to the boxcar. We set one section up as a ramp from the ground to the doors of the boxcar. Then, from the open doors, we pushed one end of the second plank down into the opening, making another ramp for Jewel to get out. I made my way down into the dim interior. There was Jewel standing over a small dark form. Rudy, who lay on his side, still and silent. I swallowed back my sadness, took hold of Jewel's bridle, and led her to the ramp. "Come on, Jewel, up you go," I said gently. But Jewel would not move. "You've climbed up steep planks in your life, haven't you, girl?" I murmured. "Star needs you. Come on, come on." Then I remembered. Jewel needed Rudy. Rudy was her faithful buddy. They'd gone through the fearful wild storm, and now all she wanted was for her friend to be with her. I went back and gathered Rudy into my arms and held him in front of Jewel. Jewel sniffed at the dog and whinnied. "It's all right, girl. Come on." I couldn't hold on to the mule's lead and carry Rudy, too. "Follow me, Jewel. Rudy's here, see?" Still holding Rudy, I climbed up the ramp. "Please, Jewel, please help us," I begged. When I reached the doors at the top of the boxcar, I looked back. Jewel was placing a hoof tentatively onto the incline. After testing it, she began her ascent to the daylight above. "We're coming," I said to Sharky, who waited on the ground by the second ramp with Jules' harness and the rope and tackle we would need to lift the beam off Star. "We need to get to Star right away," I said, "but Jules won't go without Rudy, so I have to take him with us." As we headed back to Star, I clutched Rudy's limp form in my arms. His once beautiful tail was matted with water and seaweed. Sharky and Jewel followed close behind me. Sharky's face was lined with sorrow, and in daylight I saw deep sadness in Jewel's eyes. She walked with her head bent low. We formed a small funeral procession, with me in the lead, carrying their best friend.